As a part of the implementation metrics and the follow up the peace agreement, IGAD Council ministers is always very keen to see to it that the peace is implemented and they have their arrangements to meet to try to follow up with the stakeholders as far as the issues to be implemented are concerned. And this meeting in Juba here is scheduled to take place anytime this week or next week. For the IGAD Council of Ministers to be able to meet and see the views of the stakeholders on the implementation issues. This is true, and you will be informed of the time and date that the meeting will take place. All members of the IGAD that are guarantors and even IGAD members are all interested and will be here to meet to decide and see for themselves the process of the implementation and the commitment of the parties to the peace.
We understand last week the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs have been actually trying to lobby the diplomatic communities in Juba plus other international communities to support the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. Could you confirm that?
There is no way we can go ahead with this implementation of peace unless we get the support from the French and the IGAD members and all other international communities, especially the accredited diplomatic missions here in South Sudan. Their support is so necessary and so important for us to be able to speed the implementation of the peace because they are the ones that are eyewitnesses to the processes, and they are the ones that are also talking to the civil population and seeing the need of the peace by the people of South Sudan. And so their support is so crucial for this country and for the government to be able to go ahead with the implementation.
What do you exactly want the diplomatic corps in Juba to do in order to support this agreement? What kind of support are you seeking from them?
There are three issues. Number one, you know, moral support is always important. A friend comes to you and talks to you about the need for you to be able to go on with what you do. Number two is, of course, financial support. You know, with the war you have seen, the country has gone down, so with the financial support of some of these countries, is so necessary. Number three is international support. They have to go and talk with other countries about the commitment of the parties to the peace and the commitment of the government to the peace. It is also crucial for this diplomatic corps here to do for us, for us to be able to get the support worldwide of the implementation of peace. So their support is so crucial and so necessary for us.
As you have been engaging some of them who are based in Juba, what is their response towards this implementation of the agreement so far? Are they satisfied the way they come and talk to you here?
Their response has been very positive. All these missions that are in South Sudan here really realize the seriousness of the government and realize also the need of the people of South Sudan to attain peace. And so their response always has been very positive. They agree that they will work with us, support the government to implement the peace as quickly as possible. And they also agree that they will lobby their countries to at least help us on anything that they could do for this country to come back to normalcy. So the response was positive, and it still is positive.